Many relief workers within and without the UN, sympathetic to the plight of the Palestinians and not infrequently hostile to the Israeli state that had violently expelled them in the name of ethno-nationalism, understood refugee return as the only real and just solution to Palestinian exile. But the UN, and especially the Americans, had very different ideas. In April of 1949, Truman Secretary of State Dean Acheson went on a tour of the Middle East. He was preparing, on the president's instruction, to put together a new scheme for the mass resettlement of Palestinian refugees across the Middle East, a solution that would help stabilize the new Israel and guarantee its demographic future as a Jewish state, but also provide invaluable labor for various regional development schemes. To this end, he put together a new commission and called it the, quote, United Nations Middle East Economic Survey Administration, unquote, a name that subtly but clearly reflected the intent not only to disperse refugees across the whole of the region, but to do so with an eye to American-backed economic development and labor needs. When the UN's formal negotiations with Israel broke down over Israeli refusal to allow refugees to return, George McGee, the new Assistant Secretary of State for Near Eastern Affairs, convened his own meeting, to which he invited not only the main refugee relief agencies, but also commercial enterprises with interests in the region, quote, oil companies, construction firms, a steamship line, and State Department personnel, unquote. To the disappointment of AFSC representatives, the conversation revolved not around repatriation, but resettlement in Iraq, an idea proposed earlier by the OSS in the M Project, in the Sinai, in the Jordan Valley, and in Syria. As in some earlier American proposals, the Tennessee Valley Authority, TVA, Roosevelt's 1930s-era project to harness the Tennessee River as a source of energy for comprehensive rural development across much of the American South, served as a kind of model for developmentalist schemes that might now be deployed in Jordan and Syria, to the mutual benefit of the American companies charged with their execution, the commercial enterprises around the region who required political stability for continued profit, and the impoverished refugees who would populate the area in lieu of going home. The Israeli military government set up its own formal committee on transfer almost immediately upon consolidating its grip on the territory. Its refugee-related goals were very clear: to prevent refugee return, devolve responsibility for the Palestinian refugee problem onto the surrounding Arab states, move refugees away from the newly created border, make the preservation of a Palestinian national identity impossible, and moderate the diplomatic pressures on the Israeli state from external actors. For there was overlap between these goals and those of some American administration members and hangers-on. Joseph Schechtman, for instance, moved from the OSS and the M Project directly into a position with the Israeli Cabinet Transfer Committee, where he advocated for a mass transfer of Palestinians into Iraq. The Israeli and the American positions were not the same. For Israel, the rationale for and commitment to enforcing continued Palestinian exile was clear. For the United States, the priority was to stabilize the region enough to permit unencumbered commercial and strategic development, a goal that could encompass any number of different approaches to the refugee problem and did not preempt irritation with what Truman, at least, often viewed as uncooperative behavior on the part of Ben-Gurion and his new administration.